Fred Film Radio.
Hi, I'm Melita Cameron Wood, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Today, I'm here with Domenico Della Valle and Manfredi Mancuso from Crossing the Screen International Film Festival in Eastbourne, East Sussex. Can you tell me a bit about your backgrounds and how you came to be organising an international film festival?
Yeah, I'm Manfredi. So, I work for film festivals about like 6 years now, and I've been working in films or in film related business for at least 10 years, because in Italy I was working as a film critic and film reviewer for a daily tabloid, and so then I moved to the UK to attend a film school. Then I started to work as an independent producer and filmmaker myself. Then I started working with film festivals around 2012. So I work in different parts of the world, like China, France, Italy, and then finally the UK, you know. And so I, a few years ago, I met with Domenico. We were both working and collaborating in a films, in the production side. And, you know, we decided to do something together, you know, something like artistic. And we immediately thought about a film festival, and we started to consider some options that we had to make a film festival somewhere. But, you know, the options were like in London, but in London there were a lot of film festivals right now. So we wanted to do something where we had a challenge. So we chose, you know, Eastbourne also because it's, we went here. Domenico lives here. I live in Manchester right now. So Domenico is more like a Eastbourne-based, guy. But, you know, when I came here, I loved Eastbourne. So I say, why not, you know, let's make it here, you know. So it's... Well, that's my background.
And what about you, Domenico?
Okay, my name is I'm Domenico, and I'm a teacher by nature, secondary primary school. My other love is to make film and to get involved in film and theater event. In fact, I do organize various things in terms of event organizer, if you like. And recently, in the last few years, I tried to tackle a new sort of challenge, and that to organize a film festival with Manfredi. So that is my background, really. I did some filmmaking in the past, so I did my little production, if you like. But recently, I think I found it quite exciting things to organize events and let people to share experience through filmmaking and any other occasion where they can get together.
And what are the main aims or target audience of the festival, would you say?
I wouldn't target people about audience. It's something that I don't quite like. I think filmmaking or sort of screenings of film or any artwork is open to everybody. And a lot of people work with targets, but we don't. The film event is open to anybody that wants to take part, and there should not be any problem for people to attend. However, we do hope young people get involved, especially nowadays where they seem disengaged in terms of, from everyday life. Or if they're engaged in a very different way from, past generation. I think in terms of Eastbourne as well, we want to make sure that he hasn't got that attachment that in the past has been related as a town where old people retire. Yes, it is true. They do retire. It's nice here. Why not? But at the same time, it's a quite interesting place, but it's a lot more than old people. There are young people, there is people that are setting up family, there are people coming in from London, they are fed up of sort of the fast lane type of life. So, yeah, we don't target anybody. We want people to come and watch film and to come and see our film festival.
Brilliant. Yeah, I think it was something that the town could really do with. And you said you were hoping on building on the festival, extending sort of your reach. Where do you see the festival, say, in 5 years' time?
Well, we are we are marketing the festival as in Eastbourne as the new kind of the British Riviera. So we hope to make the festival grow. And of course, it's we know it's a challenge. I mean, but we love challenges, of course. So that's why we were prepared to some challenges we are facing right now. So what we want to do now is like to create a sort of like a core of Eastbourne, like fans hub, and then gradually to extend to all the Sussex filmmakers. We are doing so. Right now we have some projects going on. But we don't want to spoil the surprise. So it's we'll see. I think there's a lot of room for growth. I think in the next few years, and it's great that actually the people of Eastbourne are really they seem like they love the festival, and they are supporting us in all our activity. That is amazing. So I think it's great.
I mean, without being arrogant, we're trying to aim to the highest place possible. So we want to make sure that in 5 years' time, people will pin down the Eastbourne Film Festival crossing the screen as a main event worldwide. It's going to take some time, of course, and there's a lot of challenges ahead and things that will not always work. However, we aim high, and you got to get that into your way of working. Otherwise, you can't reach what you can do in life. So that is one thing we want to do. So hopefully, yes, the new Cannes on the British Riviera, or a completely different Cannes, a new film festival on the film world.
And when you say you're aiming to create the next Cannes, are you hoping to have an A-list film festival in a few years' time, or do you want a community-based festival? What sort of festival are you aiming for?
This is always, we meant to have this festival as a people's festival. He born here, he found his strength through the people that live around Eastbourne, on Sussex, in this area in particular, of course. By then, eventually, we'll outreach the outside world. And we already have a selected program of short films worldwide, not just from UK. We're aiming to this year to introduce feature film always worldwide again. So it is... it's something to, like a seed. You put seeds in the ground, it grows and it flourishes, it becomes a nice, a big tree, and the tree reaches for the sky. This is what we're aiming for.
Yeah, in some sense, we are already like doing this, because, you know, last year we had more than 850, I think it was 860 something submissions, you know, and there were like, I think like 700 for around the world, you know, from Tanzania to, you know, to Brazil. And then we had like also around 50 and 60 Sussex bakes or films or films that were related to Sussex in some extent. So, you know, we are open to, we want to create an A-list definitely, but, you know, with a special, as Domenico say, with a special, you know, eye regards, you know, of Sussex filmmakers. You know.
And last year's edition focused only on short films, and you're saying that you want to include feature films as well. How important is the inclusion of feature films alongside shorts? Will it be sort of a 50-50 split?
Well, because, you know, we created the festival last year for short films because we started with the idea that, you know, that there is this misconception about short films that are always seen like they're like the poor relative of, you know, of cinema, of the feature length films. That is, you know, quite wrong, right? You know, it's quite a misconception indeed, because, you know, a short film is a form of art for itself. However, we found that we had a lot of like also inquiries last year about, you know, about also, you know, people and filmmakers saying, are you accepting feature films? Because, you know, now that you can make a feature film, you know, as Herzog will say, like with $20,000. So, you know, there are still like a huge community of independent filmmakers who, you know, want to show their film and want to find a and maybe they are, you know, they find like difficult to find a distribution or to make their, you know, their film to be seen by people. So I thought we had this idea that we had to include also feature films, you know, so hopefully to make a bigger exposure to filmmakers.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, I mean, a lot of filmmakers, obviously, they do start with short film, but they most of them often aim to sort of feature film, because that is sort of nowadays market. However, at the same time, there's so many feature films that are not even, they don't reach the main market. And hopefully, our festival will be able to expose this work and create as well a network that may the filmmaker, keep the filmmaker in contact directly with the place where they can be shown. So we, in a way, we want to make sure that there's more chances, and the festival has the opportunity not just to screen those films and to work of art, but also to give the opportunity to filmmakers to make sure they can gain something out of it, hopefully maybe strike a contract during the film festival with the film house or private screenings and so on. We find that nowadays mainstream cinema is great, is entertaining, but at the same time it cut out a lot of people. And this is probably one of the aim of this festival, to make sure we got new talent coming up, but also they are able to put that work out there, because at the moment the market is like it's too dry. It's only certain people can reach the glory, if you like. But there's a lot of good work out there, a lot. And it's not even seen. So yes, let's make film, but let's give the opportunity to people to show this film.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time today. We really do appreciate it. And I encourage all of our listeners to look up Crossing the Screen, which is happening from the 4th to the 6th of November 2017. I'm Melita Cameron-Wood, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.